A new play telling the story of a 1914 riot in St John is touring the province of New Brunswick beginning this week. The riot, which started as a strike by street railway workers, took place in uptown St John just days before the outbreak of the First World War. The play, a production by Theatre New Brunswick, TNB, tells the story of the O'Brien family's involvement in the strike and the events surrounding it. Local 107.3 FM spoke with the playwright Thomas Hodd about his new play, as well as its historical context. Hodd, also a professor at the University of Moncton, spoke about the play's relevance to today's audiences and the importance of telling local stories.
O'Brien is basically a kind of retelling of the events of the St. John Railway strike and riot in July 1914. The union workers were being increasingly pressured by the employer, and so they finally decided they needed to come together, had a strike vote, and then the tensions within St. John just started to build after that. There was a parade, there eventually was an initial gathering downtown, or uptown, I should say, and then eventually the next day it got out of hand. It escalated to the point that eventually you find yourself with 10,000 people in on King Street, a cavalry charge by the dragoons down King Street to try to disperse the crowd, followed by overturning the streetcars and setting them on fire, and then eventually deciding to take out the generators and causing a blackout in the city. It was just this traumatic, amazing moment in St. John labor history. And so that's ostensibly the story I'm trying to tell. But I'm not telling it from the perspective, of course, of the public figures. I told it from the perspective of a third generation St. John Irish family. Two of the members of the family in my play are workers for the St. John Street Railway Company. And so they find themselves in this dynamic of what are we going to do? So it unfolds from there.
I just wanted to ask a little bit about the characters the play follows and kind of why you chose those particular characters.
I wanted to look at it from the perspective of everyday people, because too often these historical dramas, they're told from the big public figure's perspective, and I had no interest in telling their story. Instead, what I felt was more important about this strike and the riot was that it's a story of the people of St. John. And for that very reason, I wanted to create a family dynamic that would involve them in the different facets of the strike and riot. So as I mentioned, two of the family members work for the St. John Street Railway Company. However, I also have one of the sons who is a member of the local militia who finds himself on the other side of this dynamic, of this problem, this strike. And then in addition to that, I wanted to capture the essence of the suffragette movement during this time in St. John and in Canada as well, especially because right around this time, the suffragist movement was quite advanced in terms of Canada and New Brunswick in particular. In fact, New Brunswick women got the vote just after the war in 1919. So I wanted to tap into that as well. So the aunt in the play is actually a prominent local suffragette. I created her as a prominent suffragette figure. I wanted to capture that trinity of tensions that were going on at the time. That is to say, the labor part, the suffragist part, and the military part, because the son was in the militia, we're 2 weeks away from the First World War. So in a way, what I was trying to do was capture those tensions within a family dynamic to make it both very personal and very real, and to sort of bring this public labor history story of St. John into an intimate, recognizable space for people. What I think audience members will witness on stage and hopefully identify with is that history, we often talk about history in those big flourishing terms. And yet in reality, history is driven by those small everyday decisions that everyday people have to make. And it's the sum of those little decisions and challenges and obstacles that eventually bring us to these larger historical shifts or milestones. These tensions, these moments, these decisions, these shifts in our society are very much the sum of what we as individuals have to grapple with. So I hope audience members recognize themselves in that we're the ones, we're the agents of change.
That entirely goes into what my next question was about how it connects with today's society and kind of its relevance to where we are, and this kind of idea that it's not necessarily big events, but we're all kind of involved in what will be history, I suppose, but
Yeah, that's a great question. And the other part, I guess, to add to that is partly why I decided now was a good time to write this play is because many people might go, well, what's 1914 got to do with 2025? And yet it captures succinctly, I think, the spirit of the time that we're in now, right? We find ourselves within the Russian Ukraine and its impacts and its consequences, and us all asking, is this going to become a larger conflict? Is this going to affect us? And then we have the issue of women's rights and group rights and transgender rights and reproductive rights. And so, in a strange way, that micro moment of that handful of days in July 1914 in St. John, I think to some extent, captures the moment we're living in right now, and the same issues have returned.
is there anything else you want to add about the play and about your or about your process in terms of writing in general or writing this play?
In terms of process, I think it's worth mentioning that this is one of those strange stories that has been rattling around my head for 30 plus years. No ideas wasted, I might offer as a creative, and they'll come to fruition when they come. The other mention for me, I guess, has to do with the incredible work of TNB and their artistic director, Natasha McClellan, who are bringing this to the stage. And the tremendous cast and creative crew that have put together what I think is going to be an awesome production. The other element I think to the play is a very poignant and direct one. This is one not only in St. John, it's touring New Brunswick. And so I think the opportunity for St. Johners to go to the Imperial and experience watching a play that literally was happening around them 111 years ago. Those very events were happening outside those doors. I hope audience members appreciate the power and the importance of telling our own stories and not others' stories all the time, because that doesn't happen enough around here. What I also hope audiences take away or experience it with O'Brien is that this is not really a labor history play. It's not an agitprop. I think this is a story about family. It's a story about immigration. It's a story about trying to find your way in a community. And it's really at the end, at its core, O'Brien's really, I think, speaking to notions of sacrifice and resilience. And I think audience members are hopefully will identify with that.
The play tours the province throughout March, coming to the Imperial Theatre in St. John on Sunday, March the 9th. This is Ionico for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.